My name is Babalelo Mwantu. I'm 18 years old and I went to Red Hill School in Sandton. My matric journey, it had a lot of ups and downs, and most of the downs are like stress from studying and all the exams. Yeah, I definitely took a toll in the beginning of the year when my marks suddenly took a drop.
Okay.
And I started panicking. But then I got myself back up with the help of my sister and my friends and my mom. So although it was a stressful year, it was good because I had those support systems with me. And they constantly reminded me to have fun and not stress about all the marks I'm getting, to just work with the hardest. And then, I mean, the highs, I can always say my matric jacket, matric dance, a bunch of random things my friends and I do around school, like sitting in the art classroom and just hanging out, say, dancing sometimes, random karaoke. So, yeah.
Sure. And, I mean, you speak about your marks dropping. What is it? Was it the pressure or the anxiety of now being in matric? The hype about matric? What was the reason your marks suddenly dropped?
Honestly, I feel like it was topics I thought I understood. But when I got to the exam room or during the test setting, I would read a single question that I had no idea how to answer, and that would throw me off for the entire paper. And I know myself, once I get stressed about one question, I start being anxious about the rest and then answering the way it's not supposed to be answered. So I think that's the reason my marks dropped. It wasn't across all my subjects. It was mainly in physics that this happened. But I was able to work through that to actually do more work, do more practice. I got help, a lot of help from my teacher to like pinpoint exactly where I was making mistakes. Yeah, so it was just pinpointing exactly how I was going wrong and then working through that and doing more practice papers.
Practice papers, yes.
Yeah.
And I just want to find out, I mean, you said that you got a lot of support from your sister, your mother, I mean, what kind of support was that that helped you to go back to your A game?
Yeah, they have to go through a lot with me, I'm not gonna lie. I don't think they'll say it, but yeah, it was a lot. It's just when those marks started dropping, I was so used to being like such a great student and getting all these great marks, so I started feeling like I was disappointing them. So once the marks started dropping and I was seeing this, I was panicking and I didn't know how to fix it, and I was trying and nothing was working. They just kept reminding me that it's not that deep. I mean, yes, it feels deep because it's matric and you're applying with these marks that you're getting, but if I focus on the bad of the situation, I'm never going to work through it. So they kept reminding me that just keep working to improve yourself. You don't need to get that perfect A mark that you're looking for. Just work to improve your marks slowly but surely. You'll get to that final goal at some point. So it was just them giving me encouragement and reminding me that it's not all about my marks. Also reminding me to have fun in this year and not constantly be so focused on school. Mm. So yeah.
Mm. Sure. And out of the subjects that you are doing, I mean, how well are you hoping to do?
As I said, I kind of have high expectations for myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But out of the subjects I'm doing, I've honestly been working for an A in all my subjects.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, I'm more looking for an improvement from the marks I've seen in the past. That's
okay.
Mostly... I'm hoping for an A. That's like my biggest goal. But once again, I've been opportunistically looking for improvement rather than perfection. So just seeing that I've improved from marks I've gotten in the past, I feel like I'll be happy with that.
Okay. And how many subjects are you doing?
Of course, I did English, Afrikaans, and Math, LO. English, Afrikaans, Math, LO. I did biology and physical sciences, history, and then I took further studies, math and physics. So nine subjects.
Nine subjects. And out of the nine, how many distinctions are we gunning for?
Out of the nine, let's say I would say I would be happy with four.
Four.
Or five.
Four, okay. Okay, four or five, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yes. Yes. Let's talk about future plans. Which varsity did you apply for? What are you studying? And which one are you going with?
I applied to do medicine at four universities, UCT, Stanley, etc. I'm hoping to go to UCT, but most of the universities are still waiting for my final results to be released before they can tell me if I've fully been accepted.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to go to UCT.
I mean, why medicine and why UCT?
UCT for medicine because it is one of the best medical universities in South Africa. I know a lot. My friends' parents went to UCT and they're amazing doctors. A couple of friends of my sisters went to UCT for medicine and they only had great things to say. So I think from experiences that people have had around me and the reputation of UCT as a medical school, well, in the medical faculty. And I want to do medicine because I enjoy helping people and seeing the joy it gives them when someone feels healthy. They have a different type of happiness within them. So I enjoy helping people get to that. I don't want to say state, but emotion, to feel that happiness when they finally feel healthy. Yeah.
Sure, no, that's nice. And just to wrap up, what tips do you have for the class of 2026?
For the class of 2026, I would say that, in my experience, I wouldn't say it was the best year of your high school career. You might take a toll, the stress might get to you, but have fun to remind yourself that it's not always about school. And in the academic part of it, I would say just keep working towards your goal. You might not be there yet, but don't give up. Just keep working towards it because at the end, you're going to surprise yourself.
And how did you study, especially for those subjects that were a bit of a struggle to you?
A lot of practice papers. I did a lot of practice papers. I just had stacks and stacks of them just lying around in my room. And not just doing full practice papers, I would go to specific topics that I could see I was struggling in and focus on those and make sure I perfect them before I moved on to something else. And furthermore, with theory, I would do this study technique called blurting. Blurting.
Blurking.
Yes, blurting. You just, on a piece of paper or a board, you write everything you remember about the topic.
Okay.
And then mark what you can't remember. And then I'll keep doing that until I remember the entire topic, or at least most of it, because there was a lot to take in. So practice papers, blurting, and also changing study techniques, because if I stuck with one for too long, I would get bored and then it wouldn't be as effective as it should be. So I just went through a lot of study techniques, but mostly practice papers and blurting.